الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We ended last week, brothers and sisters in Islam, talking about this element that every Muslim should strive to have in their hearts, which is at-taqwa. And we discussed, alhamdulillah and bi-iznillah, all praises due to Allah and by His permission, some of the benefits that we get from at-taqwa, some of the benefits that stem from at-taqwa in the dunya, in hayat al-dunya. There are many other things that we could have mentioned, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined by the example of His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that the khutbah on Jumu'ah should be as short as possible. And this was one of the unique qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life and his example inside the Jumu'ah khutbah and outside, that he was jawami'ul kalam, that he was the one alayhi salatu wasalam who used to say small words but they were comprehensive in meaning. He didn't give long exhortations and long discourses for hours and hours and hours and hours, but rather the best example, the best qudwa, the best uswa for all human beings, the best example is to say small words, small speeches, but they were wide and comprehensive in meaning. So there are many benefits that we can get from at-taqwa, and those of which we mentioned last week are the benefits that we receive that stem from at-taqwa in hayat al-dunya, in this life. As for the benefits that stem from having a taqwa in the akhirah, some of them are as follows. Number one, a taqwa can be the cause or the reason for ikram indallah, for having this status of honor and respect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is for this life and in the next. When people have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Surely the most honorable of you with Allah are who? Those who are black, those who are white, those who are Arab, those who are non-Arab, those who have taqwa. They are the most honorable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the benefits that we gain in this life and in the next for having taqwa is that you will be honored by Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. Also, one of the benefits in the next life from at-taqwa is that the human being, the Muslim, will have al-fawz al-falah. He will have success. He will have triumph. He will have success in the next life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهِ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and has taqwa in Allah, fears Allah and has taqwa in Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, they are the ones who will be successful in the next life. They are the ones who are going to have the real success. And also, a taqwa is a cause for us having salvation. If we want to have salvation in the next life on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and want to have safety and security from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His severe punishment, then we need to try to develop this taqwa. For in the next life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مُقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا حَفِيًّا وَجَفِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the English translation that is, then we will save those who used to have taqwa. We will save those who used to have taqwa, and we shall leave those who transgress the bounds, the wrongdoers, the zalimun, then humbled to their knees. We will leave them. So if we want to have safety and security in the next life, then we have to have this element of taqwa. And again Allah says, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Those individuals who Allah will save are those who have taqwa. And this ayah, of course, specifically is talking about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But in general, some of the scholars of tafsir say it means all those who have taqwa. Having taqwa also for the benefits of the next life will be an acceptance of our actions. Those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their deeds. As He says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the deeds of those who have taqwa. Those are the only deeds that He accepts. Those individuals who have a taqwa. And a taqwa is a means of gaining power and strength in this life and in the next. And the individuals who have taqwa, they will inherit what? Cars, clothes, money? No, they will inherit al-jannah. Those who have taqwa will inherit jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. Such is the jannah which we shall give as an inheritance to those of our slaves who had taqwa. So we don't have to worry about inheriting anything, brothers. We see the kuffar, Jackie Onassis, and all these people, Papa Doc family, and all of these great people who have, or so-called great people, who have all of this wealth. The Muslimun who have taqwa, they'll inherit Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And those who have taqwa, Allah will not only give them Jannah, but He'll give them lofty rooms and apartments in the Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبينة تجري من تحتها الأنهار وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد. Allah says, but for those who had taqwa, for them are built lofty rooms, one above the other, under which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah. وعد الله. وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد. And Allah never ever breaks His promise. This is only for those who have taqwa. And again, having this taqwa, this element in your chest, for one of the benefits that we gain in the next life, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this taqwa, by virtue of the person having the taqwa, their taqwa will make them above those who are kuffar on the day of resurrection. And in the Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them literally above those who disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger in the last day. On the day of resurrection, those individuals who have taqwa in the areas that they will be gathered together, in the areas that they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have this place of distinction and honor. And they will remain in that place, and not only remain in that place, but Allah will elevate them in that place, and keep elevating them, and elevating them, and elevating them, until they will be far above those kuffar, as in one ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that they will be, we, those who have taqwa, inshallah, will be on couches, raised couches, yanzurun, ala al-ara'iki yanzurun, on raised couches, looking down at the kuffar, while they're being punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
زين للذين كفروا الحياة الدنيا ويسخرون من الذين آمنوا والذين اتقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Beautified is the life of the dunya for those who disbelieve. That they, those of the kuffar who made a joke and a mock of the believers, but those who have taqwa will be above them on the day of resurrection, and Allah gives to whom He wills without stint. And again, having taqwa is the cause for us entering into the Jannah, and that particular Jannah has only been prepared for those who have taqwa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةِ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And be quick in the race to forgiveness and Jannah. The Jannah of what? The Jannah, which the width of the Jannah is wider than the heavens and the earth. And Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. And if only the Ahl al-Kitab would believe and had taqwa, surely we would remit their sins from them, and surely we should bring them into the gardens of delight. Only if they had taqwa, and only if they had believed. And taqwa is the reason for the atonement of sins, and the forgiveness from all types of slipping and sliding in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرُ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعَذِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Whoever has taqwa in Allah, He will remit from him his evil deeds and magnify a reward for him. Allah will remove your evil deeds for you. And in another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He'll remove the evil deeds and replace them with good deeds. But this is only for the individuals who have this element called a taqwa. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this blessing, this mercy for having taqwa, which is a cause in the next life for people to obtain the desires of their nafs and the satisfaction of their eyes, a coolness for their eyes, a delight for their eyes. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ كَذَلِكَ يَجْرِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ يَجْزِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Gardens of Eden, which they enter beneath with rivers flow, wherein they will have whatever they want. They will have ما يشاءون كذلك. They will have whatever they want. Thus Allah repays those who have taqwa. And one of the benefits from stemming from it taqwa in the next life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the fear and the grief from the individual Muslim. And that He will remit them of all types of sins on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them salvation. As He says, وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءَ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah gives salvation to those with taqwa, in place, who have taqwa, and for their positions of success. Evil shall never touch them, nor shall they grieve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. No doubt, verily, the awliya, or the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have no fear. No fear shall approach them. No fear shall come to them, nor will they grieve. This is all because of taqwa, brothers and sisters. All because of taqwa, all of these benefits will gain. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that when we ask Allah to give us this, when they will be gathered together on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them a certain type of delegation, and they will stand out from all other individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. The day in which we will gather those with taqwa like a delegation, meaning like a delegation standing in front of a king, the Almighty King, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to this,
when Ali radiallahu anhu was asked about this ayah, he said, لا والله, when they asked him, يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا, he said, لا والله ما على أرجلهم يحشرون ولا يحشر الوفد على أرجلهم ولكن بنوق لم يرى الخلائق مثلها عليها رحائل من ذهب فيركبون عليها حتى يضربوا أبواب الجنة. He said, no, I swear by Allah, they will not be on their feet. And this delegation was taqwa, coming to their Lord, and they will not come on their feet, be gathered like this, but rather they will be gathered on their camels. And their camels will be like what? Like no other creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever created. There will be unique creation that they will be riding on, made from gold. Those who are taqwa, going to their Lord, delegates, going to their Lord like a mighty king, on animals of gold. And they will be riding on them until they reach to knock on the doors of Jannah. And Jannah is only for those who have taqwa. And those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them come near to Him. And He makes the Jannah itself come near to them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُذْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And Jannah will be brought extremely close. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعض. One of the other benefits, brothers and sisters, that we gain from the taqwa is that the taqwa will be a means to make unevenness, unequanimity between the Muslims who have taqwa and the kuffar. Allah has already divided and separated the Muslims from the kuffar by placing the Muslimun, especially those who have taqwa, above the kuffar in this life. He's placed them above them. As last night when we were counseling someone in the office, I was explaining to them that I would not like to go stand in front of the kuffar judges. And I explained to them that the kuffar judges, no matter where they may be, any Muslim that litigates from Quran and Sunnah, those are not higher courts, they are lower courts. Because the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as dictated through the Quran and the Sunnah, is the highest. So the kuffar are lower than us, on all levels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us distinct from them on Yawm Qiyamah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Shall we treat those, Allah says, who believe and do righteous deeds, and those who have taqwa, as those mufsidun, those criminals, the kuffar, or shall we treat the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, as the criminals? Allah makes the distinction. And those individuals who didn't have taqwa in this life, the Muslimun, who didn't have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a distinction between them and those who had taqwa, and those individuals who didn't have taqwa among the kuffar, those individuals who didn't have iman and didn't accept Islam, and they had friendships in this life, the only individuals who will have friendship in the next life are those who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. Friends on that day will be enemies. All the friends that people had in this dunya, they will be enemies on that day. إلا المتقين. Except those who have taqwa. All the friends that people had in this life, Allah will make them enemies. And the only ones who won't make enemies are those who have taqwa. Also, having this benefit of taqwa gives us a place of security, gives us a place of trustworthiness, and also gives us the springs and the rivers that flow from the Jannah. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَاسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِ عِينٍ يدعون فيها بكل فاحشة آمنين.
لا يذوقون فيها الموت الا الموتة الاولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those who have taqwa, He will give them a place of superiority. And He will give them a jannah and give them springs. Springs, brothers and sisters, in this jannah. And they will wear fine silks. And they will wear thick silks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them be able to have every type of fruit, every type of fruit, peace and security for only those who have taqwa. And they will never ever taste death, and they will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from the torment of the hellfire. And having this benefit of the taqwa, the benefit that we gain in the next life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهْرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. In the midst of gardens and rivers and a seat of truth, near the all-powerful king. So those who have taqwa will be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only with the rivers, but they will be near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Malikul Muqtadir. And those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only give them springs and rivers, but He'll give them springs of distinction and rivers of distinction. Allah says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرَ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُصَفًّى وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ. The description of paradise with the muttaqun, those who have taqwa, have been promised, is that in our rivers of water that taste and smell of which are not changed. Rivers of milk of which never changes. Rivers of wine, delicious to those who drink. And rivers of clarified, pure, unadulterated honey. For them, every kind of fruit and a forgiveness from their Lord. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in an authentic narration transmitted by Al-Bukhari, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهُ أَوْسَطَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَمِنْهُ تَفَجَّرَ أَنْهَارُ الْجَنَّةِ وَفَوْقَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. If you ask for anything, the Messenger of Allah said, ask for Jannatul Firdaus, for it is the last part of paradise. And the highest part of paradise, and at its top, there is the throne of the beneficent Allah. And from it goes forth all the rivers in Jannah come from this Firdaus. All the rivers from Jannah spring from Al-Firdaus. Wa nas'al Allah al-Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Firdaus. And lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving us this element of the taqwa, this will allow us to have a journey under a tree of Jannah and to have the felicities of its shade and the benefits of the tree of the shade of that Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذِلَالٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. There, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those who have taqwa, they are in shade and they are in, have springs. And they have fruits from which they will enjoy. Eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, eat and drink and be happy for that which you used to do. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in conclusion, on a hadith on the affair of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَشَجَرَةً يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ فِي ظِلِّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا. There is a tree, brothers and sisters, in the paradise, so huge, so wide, so large, if a rider traveled under its shade for 100 years, he would not be able to cross it. This is only for those who have taqwa, brothers and sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his chest and he said twice,
التقوى ها هنا. ها هنا. تقوى is here. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, to develop this element of taqwa in our chest. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in taqwa so that we may receive the benefits in this life and the next, those that we mentioned in this khutbah and the last khutbah and those that we have not mentioned. We should ask Allah for these things, brothers and sisters, because this element is the most crucial and most important of all elements. To have this taqwa, to fear the punishment of Allah and gain all of these benefits. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. رب زدنا تقوى. رب زدنا تقوى. رب زدنا تقوى. رب زدنا تقوى. رب زدنا تقوى.